The Holy Garden. Settle into a comfortable position. Close and relax your eyes, your shoulders, your jaw, and your hands. Soften your belly. Notice your breath. Take a few deep breaths, feeling your belly and ribcage expand, pausing at the top, then allowing tension in your body to release as you exhale. Place your attention in your heart center. Now raise your inner eye to the space between your eyebrows and rest your gaze here at the sixth chakra. Find yourself standing before a door. This is the door that leads into your inner sanctuary. Take a moment to notice the shape and framing of the door. Notice the texture of the door. Notice the handle or the knob that you will use to open the door. Now reach out and open the door and step through it into a modest cottage. This one-room cottage is naturally light and is simply furnished with everything you need for comfort. There's a peaceful feeling in the room, and the natural light is coming from windows that look out onto a natural landscape. Take a walk around the room, and be aware that this cottage is completely yours and matches your needs and preferences perfectly. Notice where you might sit or lie down. If there is a wood stove or a fireplace. Perhaps there is a table to sit at. As you return to this space in the future, more details will emerge. Now notice that there is a second door in the cottage, and let yourself be drawn to it, but don't open it yet. This door may be solid, or it may be windowed. This door will lead you outside and into your personal landscape. This landscape is rich with beauty and life, and can fulfill your every need for connection and harmony with nature and your source. Open the door now and step outside, where you find that your cottage sits atop a small knoll, providing you with a view of a small valley surrounded by wooded hills. This valley is set apart from the rest of the world, and the wooded hills provide a natural barrier protecting the peace and privacy of your sanctuary from outside influences. Feel the sun on your face. Feel the air as it brushes against your hair and skin. Look to your right and left, and notice your surroundings. Notice now that before you are stone steps leading down to a grassy meadow at the foot of the knoll you're standing on. Approach these steps now and look down at your bare feet. Watch your feet as they slowly take each step down toward the meadow. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're now standing in the meadow. Feel your feet in the grass. The cool earth supporting and nourishing your body. Take a few steps further into the meadow and kneel. Then lie down on your stomach, feeling the cool touch of the earth under your belly. Place your forehead on the earth and whisper to the ground, "Thank you. I love you." Rise up again to standing and notice that you hear the sound of water burbling. Look around and find the source of this sound, a spring-fed stream. Walk toward it and find an easy access point where you can step down onto a sandy patch on the edge of the stream. Notice your surroundings. Look along the banks of the stream and notice the trees and stones. Notice if you can smell the combination of water and earth. See if you can sense the origin of this water, bubbling up from the holy spring upstream from where you stand. Now look down at your feet, at the edge of the water, and step forward into the stream so that the water is running across the tops of your feet and around your ankles. Feel the coolness and the movement of the water. See how crystal clear and pure this water is. You can see the beautiful stones of the stream bed. Notice that in the middle of the stream, there are large, smooth stones that are a perfect fit for your body to lie on, submerging just enough to be safely covered by the gentle current of the water. Move forward now to lie on these stones, submerging your body in the pure, clear, sacred waters, your feet pointing downstream so that the current can cleanse you. Allow the moving water to dissolve and carry away your fears. Let the water carry away your judgments, your pain, your grief, your doubt, your worry, and your anger. The water is dissolving blockages that keep you stuck, dissolving any resistance or resentment that you may be holding on to. Feel all the toxins and stagnant energy flowing off of your hands and feet, fingertips and toes, washing downstream to become compost for nature to recycle. Now rise up from the water and make your way back to the bank of the stream. Before you leave this holy stream, bend down and place your hand in the water, blessing it with your love and appreciation. Feel the sun and gentle breeze against your skin. Feel the cleansed energy pulsing in your body. Allow yourself to feel pulled now toward your garden of abundance and begin to make your way in that direction. You may see it in the distance before you arrive there. Pause and notice if the garden is enclosed or if it merges unbound with the meadow and forest. There may be a rock wall or fencing outlining its boundaries. Perhaps there is an arch or a gate indicating your entry point. Move to the entrance of the garden now and take a few steps into its rich environment. Pause and breathe deeply. Notice if you can smell the rich earth and the blossoms. Notice if you can hear the buzzing of bees. Perhaps you can hear the sound of the nearby stream that provides the garden with an endless supply of pure water. Glance around and begin to realize that this garden provides everything that meets your physical needs. Look closer now and notice what kinds of plants and trees are growing around you. What foods delight you? Every food that you could want is growing here. Abundant beds are overflowing with vibrant produce. Fully leafed trees are hanging with fruits and nuts. There may be a place for animals in this garden as well. Perhaps chickens that provide eggs. Beehives for honey. Goats or a cow for milk. Notice the relief your body feels when it realizes that in this garden, there is no need for grasping or striving to have your needs fully and healthily met. Become aware now that there is a holy gardener, a divine being devoted to tending this garden for you, ensuring that every living thing within it, every plant, from its roots to its fruits, is vibrant and well-nourished with minerals from the soil, water from the stream, and light from the sun. There is no need for work or effort on your part to keep this garden vibrant and thriving. That is the joyful vocation of the Holy Gardener. This divine being may appear to you in physical form, or you may just see the evidence of its benevolent and devoted presence. It is your choice to meet and interact with this being when and if the time is right, or you can choose to allow yourself and your garden to be taken care of without having any direct interaction. Look around you now and notice that there is a spot which beckons you to come sit. Perhaps there is a bench under a tree or by a fountain. Perhaps there is a patch of clover next to a bed of strawberries or near aromatic herbs. Move now to the spot and make yourself comfortable. Close your inner eye and allow a smile to emerge on your face. Soften your belly. Notice your breath. Tune into your body and become aware of your internal landscape. Your heart pumping blood through your veins. Your lungs processing oxygen. Your organs processing nourishment and waste. Your every cell resonating in harmony with the same vibrant health as this garden. Every single cell in your body is well nourished, well hydrated, well oxygenated, and singing the song of the divine. Say to yourself internally, all of my needs are met. All of my needs are met. I am the universe in ecstatic motion. I am the universe in ecstatic motion. Bring your awareness back into the garden now. Open your inner eye and see the sunlight illuminating the green leaves on the trees and plants. Notice the contrast of sun and shadow as it plays around the garden. Notice the variety of colors in the fruits and vegetables that are flourishing. Every living thing in this garden, including yourself, is the offspring of the divine marriage between the masculine and feminine currents of energy. Rise from your sitting space and begin to make your way back toward the entrance of the garden. When you reach the entry, turn and bow to the garden space and offer your blessing of appreciation, saying thank you. Thank you for anticipating and meeting my needs before I'm even aware of them. It's time now to return to the secular world. Return to the meadow where you pause to lift your arms up to the heavens in gratitude and appreciation. Bring your hands back down into a namaste position and bow to the earth, offering your gratitude and appreciation for this precious personal landscape and to nature, which is ever present for you and nurtures you in infinite ways. Turn to the steps leading up the knoll towards your cottage. Begin to take the steps upward and into awareness of the current moment. 6, 5, 4, feeling more and more present in this room and aware of your body as you ascend the steps. 3, 2, 1. Knowing that you can return to your inner sanctuary whenever you desire. Blessed be.